Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Chanel Richardson is an artist and illustrator who runs her business Little Shy from her home in Sweden. Chanel says that having a few good connections through networking is much better than having thousands of followers on social media. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, Chanel.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're an illustrator with a few strings to your bow, I would say. But let's talk about where you started. What kind of training have you done and where did you do that?
Oh, well, I guess my training started from my bedroom with crayons. I've always been very much into art, and it came very naturally to me from a very young age. Mm. I remember growing up, I wanted to be like, you know, the artists that are in museums and galleries. Yeah. I wanted to be Vincent van Gogh. I wanted to be Picasso. I wanted to be, you know, and then it sort of progressed into, oh no, I want to go and work on like comic books. I want to work on cartoons. I want to work in Japan. I don't know how I got there. I'm pretty sure it was my anime phase. And yeah, it just kept on growing. So I did, you know, my GCSEs, I did my BTEC art because I was like, well, it would give me more art. So mm-hmm. I picked that one. I went to college, art college. That was probably when I realized that education could actually be some place for me. Mm-hmm. I was always sort of like really into academics and doing my best, I guess. Actually, looking back, I was quite one of those ones where it was sort of like maybe I was more academically gifted than I thought.
Yeah.
But I didn't get A's, so mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I was, you know, good because, yeah. you know, you have the max and I wasn't getting the max. I was sometimes getting the max, but not always. So then I went to uni because I realized that I could do art in three dimensions. So mm-hmm. that's where I started to learn 3D. And computer arts and animation at Bournemouth Uni, which was so fun, best years of my life.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my sort of like official sort of academic training, but I've always practiced.
Yeah. Now, you said you fancied living in Japan, and you're not in the UK at the moment, but you're not in Japan. Tell us where you are and what took you there.
That's funny. I'm in Sweden. Which is hilarious because that's a point I always forget to mention when I go to my networking events. So a lot of the time they're UK based and it's just, mm-hmm. oh, where are you? Over here. Yeah, I moved here for love, of course. But it's a very techie country as well. Mm. So I kind of got bitten by the business bug, I would say, actually, coming here.
Interesting. So have you always worked for yourself since you finished all your studying?
I think I did, but I didn't realize it. So growing up, I used to think that freelance artists were so like glamorous and oh, you have your own client base and blah blah blah. Like, it's not glamorous. I've learned that now. But it is rewarding because I get to work with people that I think are cool and I get to work on things that I think are cool. And thankfully, I'm easily pleased. So a lot of things I find very cool. I've not really been one to niche. Mm. I have tried and it just doesn't really ever work that way. I just really love to experiment and try different things. So
yeah,
working for myself and, you know, just doing that kind of thing, I think it just feels very natural for someone like me.
Yeah. So tell me about your career so far and some of the kinds of things you've worked on.
Yeah, sure. So I've illustrated 5 books, 5 children's books. I'm working on a graphic novel just now revolving around Black history. It's a historical fantasy. I'm super excited. That should be released this year, so 2024. And yeah, I've done so many commissions. I think I've done over, it would easily be over 350 commissions, which is kind of wild to say that out loud. So I think if you were to sort of like look at completed pieces of art, it would be somewhere around over 500 easily.
Wow.
Which is kind of wild, but, you know, considering that I did freelance art from when I was 12, don't tell, you know, people child labour, whatever, but drawing for pocket money, I guess.
So what's the name of your business, and tell me about what you do for your clients?
So the actual limited company name is Little Shy Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I started it as a product-based business.
Yeah.
Though it was a service-based business disguised as a product-based business, because it was my illustrations on printed products. So it was meant to be customizable cards and gifts.
Yeah.
Where you could change out details and make it really customized depending on what it is that you're sort of after.
Yeah.
And then I realized I didn't have enough experience, I didn't have enough interest, and it was too niched. It wasn't really, like, I love customization, I love giving people choice, but there's no better way to do that than just working on people's products as a whole.
Yeah.
Or projects, should I say. So I sort of opened up and I was like, well, actually, this is the part that's actually making money in the first place.
Yeah.
What I always wanted to do. I just didn't give myself the full go, I suppose.
Yeah.
So now I operate under Little Shy, and it's a design consultancy. So not only do I sort of work with you, as, you know, with my sort of limited company, but I can also work in your company for a short time if you find it easier. You know, the nice thing about sort of being self-employed and having your own business is I can choose, I guess. Or should I say my clients can choose which way is more suitable for them. I'm pretty flexible in that regard.
Yeah. So who are your clients? Do you have a typical client or anyone that you're particularly looking to work with?
It's funny because when I sort of look at who I work with, there is a correlation, but I wouldn't say I went for it. So I actually typically work with male clients who have a creative hobby or interest, are nerdy in some way, whichever way it is. It could be they're a complete history buff, or they love fantasy, or they play D&D, or they write, or they're into comic books and superheroes. And I just tend to attract just these nerds because I am one myself. So it's amazing. But that isn't the only, you know, that's not like a requirement. It's also fun to work with people that are so very, you know, they just do something completely different.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's fun, because now it's sort of getting to a place where you might work with people who don't really consider themselves to have really much of a creative bone in their body, which I think anybody can be creative if you give them the chance, truly. So it's really fun when somebody from a really wild spot sort of is like, hey, do you want to work on something? It's like, yeah. Very varied.
So how can businesses make use of an illustrator such as yourself? What can you do for them?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. And I love the question because I think that a lot of people hear illustrator and then they kind of switch off because they think, I'm not working on a children's book. Or, you know, it's just like, well, but they don't really see what illustration actually is.
Yeah.
You know, illustration is sort of like, you know, graphic imagery with a sort of more maybe a character driven sort of like feel, or it's more sort of like, well, it's illustrative. It sort of tells a story. There's a direct sort of thing that you're trying to get across, whether it's a feeling or an emotion or an action. Illustration is so very important and so relevant to so many businesses. And I think that if businesses sort of realize just how varied illustration is, since it is a medium, then I think that they could make their business more personable. Because there's so many different illustration styles. It can give them maybe a new way of seeing their own business. So if they're feeling a little bit stuck, you know, they might actually find it a lot better to actually sort of see, well, here's another way that you can go about it. Because people are sick of seeing, you know, just aerial text on like, you know, on a white document. It's like, you know, you can jazz it up a little bit. You can do what you want. It's your business. And I think people are realizing that more and more now, that they can actually do what they want.
Yeah. And of course, what people get from you, it's bespoke to their business, isn't it? And it's something that can become a really useful asset for their business, as opposed to downloading something from the internet that loads of other people have used.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. Like, I'm trying to get to a place now where I'm sort of branching out in my services in order to get people to realize that there is more purposes than simply just being a pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also the thing as well, unfortunately, in this industry, is that there are a lot of people who claim to be illustrators, and there are a lot of things that claim to be illustrations, and bespoke at that. And a lot of the time, sometimes they just aren't. They're, you know, clip art, and it's put together, and you can really get burnt sometimes. So, you know, doing your research and making sure that you're working with somebody who actually can give you that sort of like a double purpose of an illustration will really sort of save you money in the long run. Because nobody really wants to do it twice.
No. So.
Yeah.
Now, I had one of your 15-minute remote sessions. Explain to the listeners how that works.
Oh my gosh, I love them. So the full name is Målarmöte Sketch Sessions. It's a Swedish word, Målarmöte, which is like painting meeting. And I sit with my clients in real time, and I just draw for them. It's great because it's very hands-on. It's quick. Like, the sessions are usually 60 minutes or less, or more if somebody's really invested and they want more time. But you know, they're really great. Because sometimes I'll be working with clients and it's like Chinese whispers trying to change certain things. It's like, can you make that more emphasized? It's like, what do you mean? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can just do it, tweak it in real time. It's great for design work because I can just sort of copy, paste, move, tweak. And it's really great to get in people's heads as well, like I did with you.
Yeah.
It's just so fun because you get to really learn about people. What makes them tick, what they like, how they might see themselves even. Like, I did some self-portraits as well. And it's just so fun. It's like, well, can you just like tweak this? Can you give me this? Can you do this? It's just like, wow, that's so cool, you know?
Yeah, I found it completely fascinating because you shared your screen with me so I could see exactly what you were doing in real time. And I didn't I didn't come to our meeting with anything particularly in mind for you to draw, but we just chatted about what I was going to be doing that day, and you basically drew my day in pictures, and it was lovely.
And it was an amazing day. I was like, how could I not? I'm so inspired. And I love how that was probably the most active thing that you did, and you did so much.
It was a typical Thursday you captured.
Right. And me too, a typical Thursday for me.
So how would you describe your creative style, your illustrative style that you have?
Oh my gosh, I've been asking myself this question since I don't even know when. Very, very good question. I'll go based on what other people have said because I find that way easier. Mm. Some people say that I have a masculine style, which I find very interesting because I definitely haven't gone out of my way to sort of, I don't know what that even would mean, no. Like very cubic or I don't know. I think my style very much fits within sort of like fantasy in terms of I do really love to paint. I love the sort of, I love texture.
Mm.
If I can get it, I'll have it. I got like so many brushes. I think over like 200 or so Photoshop brushes.
Wow.
Yeah, and counting. I need to stop myself. But it's just so fun getting to experiment. And I do also like doing the more graphical things where it's very heavy on sort of line work. And I love sort of like beautiful illustrative sketches.
Yeah.
Where you can get a lot of detail from afar and then up close, you see it's just sort of very considered lines and considered shadows. Like, I love dramatic lighting. I love that stuff. Ah, eat it all up.
So let's have a chat about networking now. When did you first start doing networking for your business?
That's a really good question. So I did the KICC 3-day course. So KICC is the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably say that they were probably the most, the first networking event I went to.
Yeah.
One of their events. If I sort of like take out when I was working in Stockholm and I was working in a business hub.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sort of networking from there and I really enjoyed it. That was sort of like in person because it was just people just buzzing about what they were doing in their business. I didn't have a business at the time, but, you know, I was still very much like, I want to, you know, I do my freelance art. I've always done my freelance art on the side. Or as my like full source of income, just didn't put a label on it. So I've been sort of networking here and there, but I would probably say, yeah, Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce was sort of my first.
Yeah.
And it sort of developed to FSB and then the Kent Foundation, and just kept on expanding.
Now, you mentioned earlier, of course, that you're in Sweden and that you do networking back in the UK online. Do you do any kind of in-person networking in Sweden?
Oh, when I can get it. it's a very different kind of culture here, I think. I would say. Back pre-COVID, if we can even say that word anymore, there used to be so many networking events. There was always something going on. There was something every 2 weeks or so, if not more. And that was in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
And now I really, really have to scour to find where these things are. I'm probably looking in the wrong place. Maybe I think I find that there's more stuff that's on, say, Facebook rather than Eventbrite, which it was at the time, or Meetup. And on UK events, it's sort of like I can just find them on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know, or somebody's talking about it. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. And over here, it's like the network is so small that I have that I'm really sort of just trying to build it up to find someone who can tell me, hey, there's something happening. It's like, please, I'll come.
So what is it that you, what do you like about networking?
Oh, gosh. I would probably say that networking is actually one of the big reasons why I continue to have a business, honestly.
Mm.
Sometimes being a business owner, being a solopreneur at that, it's lonely and it's stressful and it's hard and you feel like you have to have all the answers. I had so many misconceptions about networking when I first started out. I really thought it was a blazer, pencil skirt type deal. And it's just not, at least not for the ones that I want to be a part of. And it's so welcoming and so warm. And like, you know, there's some really, really great networks. I mean, like I've met you, for instance, like I've made some really great friends.
Yeah.
Other creative friends. And like, honestly, without a network, I wouldn't have a business.
Yeah.
I think especially as an artist, you don't really realize just how important it is to market yourself, especially as a creative, like in general, because you just want to just, you know, put your head down, do your work. Now, I mean, that fraction has completely changed, that ratio. But, you know, it's so nice to just meet somebody who you really have a genuine connection with, even if it doesn't result in new work all the time. Sometimes just getting that peace of mind and just being like, hey, things suck. Can you, like, you know, jump on a call? So important. It's so good to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. So why would you recommend to other creative people that they give networking a try?
I would say there's a lot of fluff on the internet. There's a lot of fluff about, like, oh, you know, just go viral and you'll be set. Like, A, not that easy. B, not always. Like, sometimes you can go viral and you won't get anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen so many cases where you have people who have, like, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of followers and they don't really get that many business inquiries. They're still having to write, hey, go to my shop. Do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. They have to get those sponsorships. Why? Because they're not really making that much money off of that on certain platforms. You know, it's, I think there's so much emphasis on just looking like you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And having a bunch of followers means really not that much in every case. I would take having, you know, 10 new really genuine business contacts that I, you know, are friends who I trust, who I can work with, who I can collaborate with, than 10 million like followers. Like, honestly, because that always pays off so much more in the long run. Well, maybe not 10 million, 10 million is like a lot, but like, maybe 10,000.
So just finally then, Chanel, if people want to know more about you and your illustrations or try out a 15-minute session with you, what's the best place for them to find you?
Honestly, LinkedIn, which is so wild. LinkedIn, I would say. I'm at Chanel Richardson on LinkedIn. You can find me on my socials. I usually go by Shandwich Artist. So Shandwich_artist is like sandwich artist, but Shan.
Yeah.
Because I went to Subway one time, I thought it was cute. I'm on Twitch. I stream sometimes, not as regularly as I should. But I am on there and I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for being my guest. And as I say, I thoroughly enjoyed our 15-minute sketch session. So I can recommend that very highly to anybody who's interested in finding out how you work.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.